Good evening. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're going to try our best to make it even better for you. Tonight, we are talking about the death of O.J. Simpson and what the family has decided in terms of donating his brain to science for the study of CTE to see if he had it. I'll find out how the family's responding to that. And then today is the day one of jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial. Of course, he had words. Find out what he's saying and what the judges how's the judges responding. And then there's some changes up at Real Housewives of Potomac. Robin, Candace, and now NECA are leaving the show. Find out why and find out what we think will happen to the show. And then the Golden Bachelor. Their marriage has come to an end after only 3 months. Find out why they decided to get a divorce. And then there was a video that went viral where a mother confronts a stepmom for disciplining her daughter due to her being disrespectful. But the stepmom says the father gave her permission. Question is, should a step-parent physically discipline a child? And then there's a mother who I think she wins Mother of the Year. She left her 6 and 8-year-old home for almost a week when she went on a cruise. Find out how she was punished. Well, my job over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, of course, our official website, thestephennightshow.com. Check us out on TikTok. Now, if you'd rather watch, go on our YouTube channel, The Stephen Knight Show. Subscribe and comment. When we come back, the question of the day and hot topics right back after this.
Before this life feels incredible. Together we can do anything, so eternal feels like infinity. Baby, I'd run till the end of time just to have you in my life. Do it together, make it last forever. Let's let it be for all eternity. Till the end of the earth, I will follow you, girl. Love you forever, forever, forever. Till the end of the earth, I will follow you. No one compares to you, oh, yeah. So baby, I'm trying to make you see our future feels like a fantasy. No doubt this love is here to stay. I know you feel the same way.
I'll never, never, never let go. Give me your hand, come grab a hold. Touch you right to your soul.
Let's do it together, make it last forever.
Let's let it be for all eternity. Till the end of the earth, I will follow you, girl. Follow you forever, forever, forever. Till the end of the earth, I will follow.
Everything you thought you'd ever need. I love you forever.
I love you forever.
Girl, I love you forever.
I love you forever.
I promise promise I'll always be true. Cause can't nobody do it like you. I love you forever. Girl, I love you forever.
Everything get distorted, they get their hand in our coffins. When it's, we sitting with the boss or the bosses. We ain't taking no losses. Don't wanna cross us, nah. You know I keep it. You know I keep it. You know I keep it. Put on a show when you see him, you got it. But it's needed like breathing, but they don't sleep. Cause it's, you don't wanna get hit with it. That feeling is something dripping, the flesh is missing. Be quitting when it's, but it's the money. Why he moving, removing? Who not gonna do what they clueless, but they don't know it. Cause it's, they reaching for the stars while I hang on your Cuban. That's how they do it, the usual. Know the shooter, keep it. I'm trying to hit the road for the gold before it get old. You never know how it go when it's getting mad cause the cash then cut the problems in half. There's nothing left but the laugh when it's, but we gon' ball on them. Stack the chicken, don't fall for them. They call on them knowing that it's, and gangsters know they can't turn. All they taught them, the man learn. Plus he, and know we stand firm. You know I keep it.
Winter from Love and Marriage DC, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Steve and I Show. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We have a show full of the hottest topics everyone's talking about. I want to remind you all over Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and of course our official website, thestevenightshow.com. If you'd rather watch, go on our YouTube channel, The Steve and I Show. Please subscribe and comment. We definitely appreciate you. Pick up our merch at our website, stevenightshow.com, and please make sure you register to vote. We have a very important election coming up, so you want to let your voice be heard. Now, today is tax day, so make sure you file your taxes or file for your extension, whatever you need to do. But today is the day. And also, it's Jackie Robinson Day, a day to remember Jackie Robinson, who made his MLB debut on this day in 1947. His life and legacy and his impact on baseball in America are profound. So shout out to the living legend. Well, to the legend. He's no longer living. And thank you for all your contributions. Chike is back from vacation. Chike, how was it? Welcome back.
It was magnificent. Good to be back. And shout out to my sister, Miss Dev. Had a great time. It was the first time we ever traveled together.
Awesome. And Lania, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm here.
Good. Brittany's joining us. She's running late, but she's joining us. But let's get into the question of the day. So it is, how early, and I'll start with you, Chicky, how early do you arrive to the airport prior to your flight?
So my normal is 2 hours before. Mm-hmm. However, dealing with certain airlines, which I will not mention at this particular point in time, I recommend 3 to 4.
Oof. Okay. What about you, Lania?
Because I am paranoid and I'm a stickler for being on time, for me to feel comfortable, I need a 3 to 4 hour window, because generally when I do travel, I prefer to get a car service to pick me up and drop me off, because I don't like parking at the airport. Yeah. I've actually tried doing Uber and Lyft to the airport. I ain't comfortable with that, because they can switch a driver, then driver, So I prefer to hire a driver, and I could just pay for the round trip and know that you won't be there. This what time I want to leave. This what time we is coming back, and when I expect for you to be waiting with your little sign with my last name on it.
Right.
Oh, and I got TSA pre-check too. So yeah. Let me go on through without taking this belt off, because it takes too much to stuff this FUPA. And I ain't got the time.
Yeah, I try to do 2, but usually it's around 1. But in terms of the Uber Lyft situation, I used to always use that service, you know, when I was going to the airport. But now they've always changed the location of where you where you're supposed to get dropped off. Yep. Then the price is always changing. You don't know how much it will cost. And so now I just park at the airport. I park at the airport, and it's usually cheaper, the parking, than it is to go to the airport either way. But, Brittany, you just joined us. Our question today is, how early do you arrive to the airport prior to your flight? You're on mute.
Sorry, guys. Hi, how's everybody?
Good, how you doing?
I'm the type of person, you got to lie to me about a time. Everywhere I go, tell me a different time than what time you want me to be there. Because 9 times out of 10, I have a hard time getting out of time. So I try to lie to myself when I book a flight. But most of the times I get there an hour early and I'm running through the airport.
You one of those running, yeah.
Yeah. If it's international, I might do an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm usually about an hour. But, you know, I think I risked it, because I never missed the flight until one day I got to that gate and they were closing it. And you know, once they close it, they will not open it back up. But tweet us at home, let us know, how early do you arrive to the airport prior to your flight? Steven Knight Show, SHL. All right. Well, longtime lawyer of O.J. Simpson, who we all know passed away last week, has opened up about how the Hall of Fame football player will be cremated. According to People, Malcolm Laverne, who is also serving as the executor of Simpson's estate, said the Simpson will be cremated and the arrangements for the funeral service have not been finalized. Now, reports also state that Simpson's brain will not be donated for scientific research at his family's disapproval. LaVerge added that Simpson's family gave a hard no to scientific study. It was a scientist asking to study Simpson's brain for CTE. This is a brain disease that has been diagnosed in many deceased professional football players and is believed to be caused by repeated head trauma, according to the Mayo Clinic. So, Linnea, what are your thoughts? First, I know we didn't get a chance to talk about his passing as it happened after our last week's show. But what are your thoughts on his passing? What are your thoughts on his family making the decision not to let his brain be studied?
I mean, of course, that's their right.
Yeah.
And I know that because he's such a controversial figure, him passing, you know, some people, you know, respectfully, and then others not.
Right.
At the end of the day, you don't wish harm on people. And I know that at the end of the day, that man was found not guilty. Whether you believe he did it or not, 12 people found him not guilty of doing whatever they say that he did. And that was something that really divided the world.
Yeah.
And he was great when he was great, until he wasn't great anymore. But at the end of the day, I feel for his children.
Yeah.
Because those are the ones who have to live with the legacy from start to finish.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that are truly affected. So I send prayers out to his children, and that I hope that they are surrounded and covered with love and prayers and support, because this will be with them for the rest of their lives and with their children for the rest of their lives and their children's children. Like, yeah, this will be a never ending thing, because they like to make sure that they never forget whenever someone of our complexion they feel like has done the world wrong.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Chike, you know, Caitlyn Jenner came under fire because when he passed, she tweeted good riddance, hashtag OJ Simpson. And people had to remind her that she had ended the life of someone in a car accident. And someone said, "You're next, Miss Doubtfire." Chike, what are your thoughts on his passing and his family making a decision not to donate his brain for science?
So, to be fair and honest, I have like two different compartments for O.J. Simpson, just simply because he was that dude when I was a kid. You know, he was that guy. You know, he put Hers Rent-A-Car on the map mm-hmm. when I was a kid. And yeah. Just to see those commercials with him running through the airport, jumping over luggage, I mean, that was a thing. So there's that. There's the hero part. And then there's OJ and the controversy part.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I see often, and it's making me numb, is our men of color that gain stature in this country never seem to make it out good.
Mm.
They always get tarnished on their way to greatness. And it happens too often. And I often have these feelings as it surrounds our men of stature in our culture. And I don't know how to feel, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry for the family's loss, of course, but I don't know how to feel.
Yeah. I asked my father yesterday, I talked to him yesterday, and he said that he had to separate the two. Separate, because he remembers in 1960 something, he was telling me, watching OJ achieve this huge victory.
And great then, all life. He's been great his whole life.
Yeah. But he just remembers, I guess, him being a young man and seeing that happen. And then, but then, of course, of what happened, you know, allegedly what happened. Brittany, what are your thoughts on all this?
I have a lot. So I think that it's about timing and tech. And I think Caitlyn Jenner just had none in that moment. So, like,
Yeah.
my deepest condolences, and I feel like, you know, I don't know. I feel like ever since Bruce turned to Caitlyn, it's been very, like, petty. Like, he's come after the Kardashians. He's been arguing with people and females. And I just think, like, he's really assumed the role of a female in all aspects. So I feel some kind of way about that. But then secondly, like, it is two different OJs. And even if you think that he did it, he did end up going to jail for stealing his own stuff back.
Right.
So I feel like he did, you know, if you don't really think that he got away or justice was served, he did end up getting karma in some sense of the form. So I think at the end of the day, whether he did it or not, it is a person's life lost, and he is a legend. And I just think that it's about time and place for everything. So can we, like, bury him in the ground and do whatever, and then debate that, like, a few days after he's in the ground? So, like, I just think it should be wait. And then I don't understand why people want to look at people's brain. Like, they be waiting for people, like, the Jeffrey Dahmer dude, they wanted to do his brain research and stuff. And I don't know. It's not going to explain why they did what they did, in my mind.
Well, it helps they do this study, because you can only do this study after the person has passed away. And so they have to study the brain to see, you know, to do research around CTE and maybe preventing it, maybe of finding a cure, things like that. So
that's the beautiful side of it, but I can also see why the family wouldn't want to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, I mean, I can see now the press would go on forever and forever. You know, this is maybe why OJ did it. You know, in the family, they won't have any defense at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So just let it go. I'm with them.
Yeah, I think someone made the best. I saw a comment on social media. Someone said, now he's with the final judge. Whether you believe he did it or not, let God be the judge. He'll determine that. He'll determine that.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, well, today began the jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial. And while making his way into the courtroom, the former president addressed the media and said, nothing like this has ever been happened before. This is a political persecution. It's a case that should have never been brought. He continued to say, this is an assault on America, and that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is a really an attack on a political opponent. Now, as previously reported, Trump has pleaded not guilty as he faces 34 counts of falsifying business records. According to NBC News, with the trial, Trump makes history as he becomes the first former president to stand trial on criminal charges. And the judge said that he has to attend every day. He's made these claims that he's not going to be able to see his son graduate from high school, but the judge never weighed in on that because he said he don't even know the trial will be here at that time. But he did tell him he wanted to go to a Supreme Court ruling, I think next week, and the judge said, you need to be in court. And you don't need to be there. It's not, you know, you're not president. You don't need to be there. Shike, a lot of people are saying this is not really the case that will move the needle on his support. And some people are saying he's finally being held liable for something that he did. What are your thoughts?
I think that there's chipping away at the armor from all over the place. And this will probably be the first one to make a crack. It's not so much at this point to separate him from his cult. His cult is his cult. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. But those people that may be on the fence that think that they need to see hear a conviction in order for them to let go or to not go down that road. But his followers are his followers. What kills me is I don't know why people can't see every day the playbook. Because before we didn't know what he was capable of. And it was a little entertaining because he was wild. And it's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Now it's like, oh, that's what he's doing. It's the same old thing every time. Getting in front of the court, I mean, before court, on press, you know, saying what he's going to do. It's his own reality show. And everybody's tuned into it. And he has his people that are his fans. Like, you had your people that were NeNe Leakes fans. And you had your people that were Phaedra fans. Well, he has his own fans. And they're following him down a hole, which I don't know.
Yeah. They said in court today where he appeared a lot of times angry. He appeared bored. He fell asleep, dozed off a few times. It's a long
day. He's never been here before. But he's never been to this place before.
He always, they said in previous cases, he always got excited when a Trump supporter was being interviewed, you know, for jury selection, because of course, pat on his back. Linnea, what do you think about this case?
A criminal should go to jail, period. Chike said it, like it just baffles my mind. Baffles, baffles, flabbergasted, bondoogles, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
It just, I just be like, you can't be serious. Like the whole thing in ATL with the shucking and jiving of the planted paid for black folks from that ATL conservative group that people don't realize that that's what that was. And that black woman hugging all up on this man, like, oh, yes, sir, master.
She's
Yes,
part of
sir.
MAGA, right?
You're a part of a conservative group that is headed, spearheaded by that Owens person and that Buck person. But it's just the hypocrisy because it's like he. This man, who was the head of the chief executive, you destroyed the Iran nuclear deal, right? Now you're complaining that Iran is aggressive.
Right.
For the same person, you destroyed the border deal, and now you're complaining about the border. He's the same person he destroyed, the whole peaceful transfer when Biden won. And all that. Now you're complaining about election integrity.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like those things, it's the hypocrisy of it all. And it's in your face. He ain't playing in your face. He's just telling you what it is. And people, it ain't even listening. You seeing it. It's like, oh, what you gonna believe, me or your lying eyes?
Right.
You ain't, you what? I'm telling you out my mouth and you're seeing, but. And all that y'all still stuck on stupid, because that's what it is. You're stuck on stupid. Y'all really want this person back in? Because y'all do know they want us to work till we like 100, right?
Right.
They want to push up the Social Security age, the retirement age. They want to push it up because they train us to be workers. But who am I? I'm no one.
One thing I love is they've been pushing that you were a lot better 4 years ago than you are now, right, under the Biden administration. But I love the Biden administration push back, and they show what was happening 4 years ago. We were locked in the house, being told to die, to take in bleach, and when we had to wear masks, we had to social distance, we couldn't travel, we couldn't be around our loved ones. You know, this
And
is what.
can I just say something about those Biden commercials? I don't know how many of them you've seen, but they're hitting kind of hard. One
They
of them got
are.
me emotionally. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Was that the one with the lady in the abortion bill?
Oh my God, yes.
Oh man. Ooh, that one right there. I don't know if that's running. I've seen it on YouTube. I don't know if it's running on national TV,
It's on
but like,
TV. It's on
is
TV.
it? Ooh,
Well, in
baby.
Texas, right?
I don't have cable, I just got internet. Okay. Yeah, that one hurts.
Brittany, what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's a joke. I mean, even when he did the whole Chick-fil-A thing in Atlanta, like the girl was like, hey y'all, tell him y'all broke. And I'd be like, why would you even do that? Like in front of everybody. Like and then he was like, let me get 50 milkshakes. How y'all pockets doing?
Right.
Like,
Y'all making
it
a lot of money.
was just a joke. Yes. Like, I thought it was so just comical. Like, it was funny. And so I feel like all the Trump supporters that I run into, that's their only focus is that he was passing out stimulus checks. And I think that people don't understand that, he was doing that for his own game, and we kind of benefited off of stuff that he was doing for himself. And I feel like at some point, all those stimulus checks and loans going out was going to have to be paid for. And so now y'all mad that y'all aren't getting stimmy checks or whatever anymore. Y'all want Trump back in office so he can start passing back out $2,400 checks. And I'm like, that's just absurd.
He wasn't responsible for that.
He wasn't responsible for the check. He actually delayed the check so he could sign his name on it once it passed.
And it's just, that's all you hear black people focused on in supporting Trump, is how they aren't getting the loans, the checks, and how they made so much money when he was in office. And I'm like, y'all just, we cannot be bought like this. Like, it's just so...
Right.
So ridiculous. So I think that all of it is comical, and I just, you know, yeah, it's like GK said, you're not going to change these people's mind. Like, so I've just given up trying to talk with people like this. So
I love when they interview the people at the Trump rallies, and one guy was naming things that he was saying that Biden did these things. Biden paid off a porn star. Biden, you know, made comments that Trump did. And when they said Biden did it, they were disgusted. But they said, actually, Trump did it. Well, I'm sure there was a reason behind it. I'm sure. I mean, they turned the whole, like, really?
All right. I'll just say, before we get off this subject, please, everyone, go out and vote. Voting is really not an answer.
Right.
Pick a side. I don't care who you vote for, but push the lever on somebody.
And to add that to Chike's comment, all in Atlanta, this past weekend, all these people had their refund checks stopped for additional verification and to pull up to this federal building to get their refund. Mm. And the line was wrapped around the building from 5 o'clock in the morning till they shut down for that money. But they will not get out and vote. So that is that is insane. Like, they will get out there for that refund check. So if y'all can do that, y'all can vote. Like, come on now.
Right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to find out some updates for Real Housewives of Potomac. And then, the Golden Bachelor's marriage is coming to an end after 3 months of marriage. Right back after this.
So emotional, need self-control with you. Run with you, said I'm strong with you. I guess I lied about not running on the song with you. Just get into it, I'll grow through it. So I was holding hands every day, but fuck it, screw it.
Give me the ocean, any devotion from you. I know I do, give me emotion. Give me the ocean, any devotion from you. From your, I know.
shining like the sun involved. Take your girl like a gun involved. Jewels blinking like a disco ball. Keep them dripping like this rain involved. It's big steppers, chips, snatches, snatches, poke, carrots, carrots, carrots. I didn't wait, bigger length.
Jump on my chain. I count $100,000. I was just in my teens. NBA money, just one of my rings. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me.
You think you niggas getting money ain't no money to me? I've been in the trap all night, I barely got sleep. And when I wake up in the morning, dollar signs what I see. I've been dancing in my dreams, now that's a pool full of money. I got your bitch on my dick, she say it's all in my stomach. We eating steak and lobster, cause she say it's a favorite. Now run with that, I'm like a running back. I run the pack, and I ride with the weight. So I ride with my pole, and on the late night stroll, she like to suck good dick. She get a bad snob nose, make me twinkle my toes. Then I'm back in the trap, back in the fat. Yeah, I keep some motion, whipping the pot, flipping the peas. Plug call, I'm coming, thumbing through band. Hurt my hands, I could barely count it. Run up them rat, gotta get paid. I'm a sack chaser.
Getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me. You say your nigga getting money, that ain't no money to me.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Angie Stone, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Keep it locked.
Welcome back to The Stephen Knight Show. We're mind all over social media, Facebook, X, TikTok, and of course, our official website, thestephenknightshow.com. Please, if you'd rather watch us, go on our YouTube channel, subscribe and like and comment. All right, well, yesterday was the third installment of the season 8 reunion for Real Housewives of Potomac. It was shot a few weeks ago, but there have been some changes in the cast since. So it turns out Robin Dixon, it was rumored that she wouldn't be returning next season, and she confirmed it on her podcast, Reasonably Shady with Giselle, that she was not asked to return. She said, yes, I will not be returning for season 9 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. It's reality. The network did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. I would not sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I'm walking away and this is a break or anything like that. This was a network decision. Now, while the show viewers were able to see Robin's growth as a businesswoman as well as her development and her family, Robin continues to say, I'm okay with it because nothing lasts forever. I've had a very long run on the show, and I just really appreciate the time and opportunity that I had on the show. All right, so then Candace, she had announced a few weeks ago that she was stepping away from the show when we returned for season 9. And today, people speculated on why. She said she was working on other projects, but today her and her husband announced that they're expecting their first child. On the show, they discussed their challenges around her conceiving and then doing IVF, et cetera. And it was confirmed that this is one of two of the embryos that, she had frozen 2 years ago. She said, I'm about 13 weeks. This is what she told Entertainment Tonight. I'm about 13 weeks, so just about the second trimester. It's been weird, but also really wonderful. I think to keep it kind of to ourselves, and she went on to say how she had told her mother and her immediate family and close best friend group, but that was pretty much it. Then today, it was alleged that newcomer NECA, she has been fired. And she was only on it for one season. She had battles with fellow Nigerian Wendy Osefa, and so she won't be we don't know why, but she won't be allegedly won't be returning to the show. So I'll ask you, Brittany, I'm sure you watch this. What are your thoughts?
I do.
What are your thoughts? Do you think a lot of people said that Candace, she pretty much helps make the show, and her being gone won't be good for the show, but people on social media praised her for protecting her pregnancy and her family and not dealing with the stress, while she has this child. What are your thoughts?
I love the show, actually. So this is definitely one of my favorite Housewives little thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love Candace. I think that Candace does have her flaws and lack of accountability issues, but I do love her personality and her growth along the season. I completely agree with her stepping away to have a family. She's been attacked twice for her mouth on the show physically. So she does not need to be on the next season while she's pregnant, because clearly she does take low D and can't fight and has been physically attacked. So I do think she needs to sit this one out. I am glad Robin Dixon is stepping away. She has been cheated on. She don't talk about Juan. Juan don't show up for taping. Juan Dixon has been caught red-handed several times by cheating on her with different women. They got divorced, remarried, went bankrupt. She never, ever, ever gives any details on her personal life. She avoids and all deflects and all of that. And she gets real defensive about her men who don't show up on the show. So it's time for her to go. They have plenty of other people. I'm disappointed that NECA's leaving. I kind of like the fact that they had two Nigerians for the first time on a show like this. So, and then NECA was very eloquent with her words. She's an attorney. Her husband's a doctor. They're doing very well. She said that she was actually casted for Married to Medicine first.
Yeah.
And then ended up on this show. So I do think that, maybe hopefully she goes over to that direction. But I like NECA. I think her and Wendy definitely got along, and I think did not get along. And I think that was because Wendy kind of wanted to be the only Nigerian. That's what it's given. So, yeah, I do like this new girl, Kiana.
Yeah.
I like her a lot, and her outfits be on point. So I hope that, she do well and gets like a, well, it's not a peach, it's whatever they have. So, a cherry blossom or something. Mm. So, I love Potomac. So I think that, without Candace, it's going to be a little lackluster, but it'll still be good.
Yeah. I'm sure Candace will come back too after she gets into motherhood and everything.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll grow.
Yeah. Lenny, I know you don't watch the show, but what do you think about a cast, an ensemble cast, and there being a switch up, people know the cast, they're excited about the cast, and then they switch up. Because Robin was original, one of the originals. Candace's been there forever, and NECA was her first season. What are your thoughts?
This sounds like a foreign language to me. The only thing I can say is, all you got to do is remember the uproar from when they switched Dark Conviv to Light Obviv. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Or Dark from off of Dwayne's show with him and Tisha Campbell. Mm-hmm. When he switched from the Dark Claire to the Light Claire. Uproar.
Steven, I feel like Lania has the sports on lock, and I got the reality shows on lock. Like, I don't know nothing Lania be talking about when it comes to basketball and stuff.
That's my thing. Sports is my thing.
Chicken, what you thought about thoughts? I know you don't watch these shows, but what are your thoughts on like a cast switch like this? Do you think it's good for the show, or do you think it's good to bring in fresh blood, or should we keep the people who are, that fans love?
I think that with reality TV, the way that the formula is set up, it lends itself to need switching out after so often.
Yeah.
Simply because the speed of it, like everything moves so fast and you can kind of burn out of a character, honestly. And who wants to play a character that's supposed to be themselves for a long period of time? Who really as an actor, like who wants to do that?
Yeah.
And it's not even a character, it's yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I wish Robin well. You know, she was a friend of the show. And she's been a guest. You know, I wish her well.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well,
Portia left and came back.
What happened? What'd you say? What'd you say, Brittany?
I said, Portia left and came back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Portia. So maybe, you know, they'll like sit out and come back after some things happen in their life.
That's true. That's true. All right. Well, the first Golden Bachelor marriage is coming to an end. Earlier on Friday, reality star Gary Turner announced that after getting hitched back in January, he and his wife, Teresa Nist, are headed towards divorce. Now, the estranged couple shared the sad news during an interview on Friday. Gary, who's 72, and Teresa, who's 70, sat side by side. They actually were holding hands, seemingly in full support of one another, as they explained how they decided to separate after falling in love on the first season of ABC's The Golden Bachelor last year. Sharing his thoughts on the matter, Jerry said, "Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth. And we have kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage." Now, Teresa said, "We have received so much love and support from so many people who watch The Golden Bachelor. And I don't think we can tell you how many people told us that it gave them so much hope. We want none of that to change for anybody." Now, the two went on to explain how distance and family played a role in their decisions to separate. So apparently, you know, they lived in different parts. You know, they're established, they're older, in their 70s, they have family, and they couldn't determine on where they wanted to live. They looked at a few places, but ultimately it didn't work. Do you think it could be harder, you know, at that age when you're more established and as opposed to obviously early on in your career, to pick up and move, you know, with someone else? What do you think? I'll start with you, Chica.
First of all, surprise, surprise. Are you really surprised about the relationship ending the way that it did? I mean, come on. Anyway, it can work both ways. It can go anyway. And I'm looking at it like this. Okay, so you're established and settled into your life, right? That means you know what you want and you know what you need. There's no BSing at this point. Obviously, if you decided to get married, then you want to be married at that age if you're set in your ways. How do you make the decision to get married and not be able to make that next step? Either way, somebody has to compromise, but somebody had to be willing to do it. But you were willing to get married under what pretense? Like, why? If you weren't going to share a life eventually. Doesn't make sense to me. All goes back to reality show, not real.
And then apparently they, because remember, I think his story was that he was married for many, many years. His wife passed away and he was looking for love. But it came out during what the show was airing that he had plenty of girlfriends after his wife passed away.
His story was.
Right. Brittany, what are your thoughts on this couple? Because I remember my mom, she dated, up until she passed, she dated a gentleman for almost 9 years. I remember one year I asked her, you know, do you think you ever get married? And she said, well, it's complicated. Where we live? He loves this house, I love my house. You know what I mean? So what are your thoughts on this?
On which part? On the show or your question?
The show.
Oh, okay. I've never seen The Bachelor. Like, I've never seen an episode or anything like that. I think that all of it is kind of fake. Like, so I mean, I don't know. Are there any Bachelor couples that are still lasting?
Couple still, yeah.
Oh, okay, because I've never seen an episode. And then also, like, I feel like their reasons for divorce is, like, y'all didn't know these things before you picked each other. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't like that either. And then I'm in my 30s, and I'm not, like, I'm dating. And I had a recent incident where somebody asked me to spend a night. I'm not doing it. I'm not packing no spend a night bag. I can go home. I am very much set in my ways at 30. So I can only imagine like being much older and having to move in or something. I'm ready to go home. And so my home is my home and I'm very just set in my ways.
Lindy, what are your thoughts on this?
When you sign up for shows like this, they do a whole dossier on everybody. You get interviewed, and you're supposed to be truthful in in the information that you're giving. And you know that, you know, these types of shows are geared around these people finding love. Even though you get to slut around with all these women or all these men and humping and grinding and kissing on just to find one, and you're supposed to be able to say, this is the person I want to be with. Right. This is who I want to be with. You go in with a certain expectation, and Brittany said it, you wasting time, because what kind of heart to hearts did y'all have? What kind of heart to hearts did you really have? Because you knew your situation going in. And even with any relationship, there has to be some form of a compromise.
Yeah.
And in relationships, depending on where you are, you're compromising at different points in the relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Whether it comes to where you live, whether it comes to children, whether it comes to discipline, you're going to have to be able and want to compromise, because if you want that dynamic, it just can't be all about what you want and all about what that person wants, or I'm stuck in my ways. Because then if you're stuck in your ways, how do you move forward? Because the key word in that is being stuck. And that creates a problem in the dynamic. So 3 months, I mean, y'all at annulment stages, even though you may have consummated, they may have consummated during that damn show. Let's keep it all the way through. Yeah.
I thought that was against the rules. No. I thought on these shows, you posted like on Ready to Love and all them other ones, they be like, don't do that.
Oh,
they
you
be like,
wrong,
don't do it, really? But them grown ass people. Some grown ass people around.
Y'all ruining the process, doing it early and lying. Y'all ruining it.
But they're running off of hormones. They want hormone. It's hormones and attention. Because I be seeing the clips for Ready to Love, like on Instagram. I'm like, y'all ain't really come on here for no love. Y'all came on here for attention. You want attention. You want some spotlight on you. You want your 15 minutes of fame or whatever that is now. That's what you want. You ain't really looking for love. Cause I'm like, if I met half the dudes that be perpetrating on these shows, you wouldn't even get past, I can't even say the first date, because your conversation is already trash.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had the one bachelor who he came out as gay. And then they had the guy on Love is Blind on Netflix. He came off as bisexual, although he's married to a man now.
And they were on with women as the competition. They went on shows where the women were, you know, they had to pick a woman.
Yeah.
Wait, Brittany, you seem so surprised.
I'm devastated.
Why are you surprised?
It's no hope for me, Chike. I'm in Atlanta. It's no hope for me.
Do it again, Chike. Do it again. What you do at the beginning of this story?
What you mean?
What you I'm do? Sorry. What you say? Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
you on a show talking about women, you wanna get married to and be with a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, Love is Blind. The dude had a girlfriend the whole time. Like, baby, I love you. Don't listen to nothing. Don't listen to what you see.
Yeah.
How you get
going? Oh my God.
We can't hear you.
Those things. Are you single?
Right.
Yeah, single professional.
Yep.
If they lie on national TV, TK, it's no hope for me. They're going to lie to me to my face.
They're going to play all the way in your face.
Well, check this story out. So a woman went viral. This story went viral. So the woman confronted her daughter's stepmother for disciplining her, I think with a belt, because the daughter was being disrespectful to her. And she said she had permission from the dad to discipline her. And so the mom confronted her saying, I don't want anyone. She said, I don't want no bitch, excuse me, putting their hands on my daughter. And she said, and you being the dad, you're the one that should have been disciplined. He said, I wasn't there, but I gave her permission. So there was this back and forth, especially on our Instagram page, where people were saying the mom was out of line and people were saying, I don't want anyone touching my daughter, a stepmother. And then some people were saying, well, the fact that they don't have a relationship, there's no trust there to really for the mom to feel comfortable having another woman discipline her daughter. Let me ask you, Brittany, as a mother, and of course you, Linnea, as well, what are your thoughts on a stepmother, not a girlfriend, but a stepmother disciplining your daughter?
Please, if anybody is watching this and I'm not with my children's father, don't put your hands on my children. Mm-hmm. I will definitely catch a case. Don't put your hands on my kids. You can call me all day long and tell me what they did, and we can have a conversation. Or I will discipline my kids. You can call their grandmother. They daddy should call me. We can all have like a powwow about what to do to introduce you to my kids' life. And they should be respectful of you as an adult. But definitely, if their teachers can't do it, there's just random people. I don't just let random people with my kids. And so I definitely am in a space of allow me to be the parent. And I will enforce, you know, whatever y'all decide. But I definitely don't agree with it. I think some people take disciplining too far. And I would rather be the person to navigate that with my own situation. And especially with random women. If you're not married to my ex, or that, and he just rotating around, you can't be putting your hands on my kids because he got all these different girlfriends. I'm not okay with it. So for me, that's just how I feel. And then I do agree that the stepmom and the mom have to have a better relationship so that she can call and be like, look, I had an incident today where the child was acting like this, and I would appreciate it if you would help me out so she can't do this to me no more. And that's where I should step in and be able to help you navigate that. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Linnea, you're a mother. What are your thoughts on this?
Hell no. No. Duh. Nah.
Don't touch my kid.
Let me just say this. Me personally as a mother. Can't nobody else discipline my son but me. If you have an issue, and my son grown.
Right.
If you have an issue with my son in his minor time, then you come to me as his mother and I'm going to deal with it. Now, Chike may agree with me, even with you, Steven. For us growing up, it was different. Because I know if I acted up in my neighborhood, I'm going to get my behind text by somebody in the neighborhood because I done acted up. And then when I get home, I'm going to get in trouble. So we're in a different world now. I got it. I'm going to say this. My boyfriend has children. It's not my responsibility to discipline his children. They have a mother. That's their job. Now, if there's an issue, then I go to my boyfriend and I let him know he needs to handle that. And in a perfect world, you would want either the new woman or the new man to get along with your partner. But I say 7 times out of 10, they don't even really interact for right. whatever reason. Not they may have never had a crossword, but it just never happened. So you look at that dynamic, listen, X, Y, Z happened, you need to handle that. If it doesn't get handled, then you need to check your partner, period. Now, I think that was a skit, personally.
But it happens. It
I know happening. That it happens, but I think that that particular skit that he talking about, I think was a skit. But I don't put your hands on nobody else's children. Now, once we talk about these kids in these schools, then we can talk about something else, because them the ones that you might want to fight. They be acting grown. That might be different. y'all need to get these teachers raced.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Shike, what are your thoughts on this?
So I think that as a father, he disrespected his child by allowing that woman to intervene. And again, I'm speaking to how we're raising these children. What kind of parental situation do you have where a simple phone call or passing to the phone, your dad wants you on the phone? I remember there used to be a point in time just hearing a parent's voice would get you in line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it goes to how you're raising the kids. As the woman that assaulted, because at this point it's not discipline, it's assault. You assaulted that child. As a woman, you shouldn't have done that, because you probably wouldn't want anyone to touch your child. I don't care how unruly they are. Maybe it needs to be a situation where she can't come back to the household until she gets herself together. Mm-hmm. And you have to make those demands out of her father. But it's all up to the adults to handle that situation, especially the two parents.
Yeah.
I agree with Chike. I think it'd be like, put yourself in the other person's shoes. Like, if it was your child, or if it was a man stepping to another man for putting his hands on his son, trying to like discipline him or check him, it would just be a whole different issue. And I think people don't ever put themselves in other people's shoes,
because they don't want to. It's easier to say, you know, it would be different. Why would it be any different if the shoe was on the other foot? Because you okay with putting your hands on somebody else's child, but let somebody put their hands on your child, then it'll be a whole problem. No, keep that same damn energy, ma'am or sir, whoever.
Or even put yourself in the child's point of view. You as a child, how would you feel if a rogue adult came in, disciplined you? How would you feel?
Mm-hmm. And stop acting like it's a bitter baby mamas. It's not. Baby mamas are not bitter because we want respect. Like, I just think, like, that is just simple respect. Like, it's not about nobody being bitter. That's just simple respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, our last story, speaking about bad mothers. So a mother of two in Texas is behind bars as she allegedly left her young children home alone for nearly a week while she went on a cruise. Her name is Lakeisha Woods Williams. She's 29 years old. She was arrested on 2 charges of child endangerment on Thursday after leaving her 6-year-old and 8-year-old home alone in her high-rise apartment in Houston for 6 days, according to the Harris County Constable Office, Precinct 5. Now, Williams allegedly left on the cruise on April 4th and returned home during the evening of April 10th. She said she monitored her children via webcam and cell phone. Brittany, this is your hometown.
It's something in the water. Because how she talking about she was watching her kids through a baby monitor and a cell phone?
Right.
That is insane. Like, but this ain't the first story where they done that. Let's not act like Drea didn't do that and say that she left her kids to go be with Chris Brown and left them with like Chef Boyardee or something. Right. And then people do it all the time. And y'all gotta stop doing it. Y'all gotta stop.
6 and 8 year old for 6 days?
Like, y'all gotta start leaving your kids at home for extended amounts of time. No longer are the days where they have like the latchkey keys, where, you know, back in the day they used to do that. You know, you get home, call your mama, can't have nobody over the house. But like going on a trip somewhere, and I think somebody else got in trouble for doing that too. Like they was out of town or something at Vegas or something. Oh, y'all losing y'all mind with these kids.
There was also the woman recently who left her child. She went out of town. She left her infant, like a 2-year-old or something, and came back. The baby was dead.
I saw that. That was sad. Thank God this one was monitoring through the baby monitor. So.
Shut up.
Who reported it? Who reported it?
Someone must have. I don't know. Mother of the year? What do you thought?
So you said 8 and 6?
8 and 6.
Okay, so 8 and 6 is 14. She needs to spend 14 years in the galley of a ship for her prison sentence, working just the bottom of a cruise ship, servicing everybody else on the cruise ship, but not able to come out of the galley. 14 years. And this kid should never be able to see her ever again in life.
She definitely at least needs to lose custody. Absolutely.
Linnea?
It was a word that Sir Chike had started using when people had gall and gumption, and it's called audacity. And the fact that she said, oh, you had the cell phone and the monitor watching them, like that is okay.
Right.
Let me tell you something. There was an apartment that I lived in, and there was a young woman who left her babies in the house. They're on the third floor, left her babies in the house. And they were 2 and 3. Left them in the house and left something on the stove. They had to rip the roof off to get in and get them babies. And you know, when you live in an apartment, when you get a call that there's a fire, you're instantly like, oh, snap, is that my apartment?
Right.
Because like my son was like, Mom, it's a fire. I'm like, oh, now I got to rush home and I'm all scared. But it wasn't in our section, and they had to drag them babies out. And this heifer says she only went to go to the store. So you left 2 babies in the house with the stove on, and it was a gas stove.
Man.
And it tore up. So not only did you sacrifice your babies, that whole section of those apartments and those other people lost their homes. Because you decided you wanted to go outside. You decided you wanted to be out in the streets. I think that I think you should have to take a psychological exam in order to have children, like a driver's license. You need to go through some sort of testing. So you should probably start having parenting classes beforehand. You need to get some kind of certificate that can say you can have some children, because this is the way that these people in their thinking, because it's like, oh, well, I was watching them on the camera. You a lie.
Right.
I've been on a cruise ship before.
She was turned up.
Listen, every day.
Not every day.
Damn day. That's what you do on a cruise.
Right.
I just find it really hard to concentrate on a monitor or whatever on a cruise ship. There's no way.
Right. And connection. Connection issues and
why are people like, I don't understand. It's such a trend to just leave babies in the car while you're running the gas station, leave them in the car while you go in the store, leave them in the house. Why not just take the kid with you? Like my kids don't let me go to the restroom by myself. Like I have to take them with me everywhere. Like
Right.
I'm one of the generation where I got left in the car, and I'm here to tell y'all for the first time, y'all probably shouldn't have done that because we were up to no good. None.
My mom left me and my little brother in the car one time, and we had the car was a 6-shift, and somehow we hit and it was going down the hill into the highway. My mom had to run out and dive into the car and stop it.
I was what you're talking about.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of climbed in that driver's seat of that Batmobile my mama had, and I was like, I thought I knew how to drive. I couldn't even see over that damn steering wheel. I didn't know where I was going, and you know, But the tail whipping that I got,
right?
I guarantee you I ain't do it again.
Exactly.
But I
see, Mama, I ain't do none of that, and I was good, and you still beat my ass for no reason.
She ain't beat it for no reason.
Well, listen, ladies, thank you so much for Hot Topics. Chica, I'll see you in movie reviews, and we'll be right back after this.
It's KJ on the beat.
We're all alone. Nobody knows.
It's a little secret. That's how we should keep it. Maybe we've been creeping on the low.
Time to waste, it's getting late.
Catch up off the deep end, we're supposed to be here.
But it feels so good.
Feels so good. When you hold me like that,
touch you right there. Kiss me on my neck, the love we make is real. Give you what you need. When we make up, get inside with me. Cause it feels so good. Feels so good. Yeah. Oh, so wrong. I felt feeling strong.
Every time I see you,
I think about what we do. I can't help but think about it all the time. And it feels so
when you hold me like that,
touch you right there,
like
kiss me on the neck. The love we make is real.
And it feels so
good. You know it feels good.
Baby, feels so good.
Feels so good to me.
Put my love on top.
Yeah.
I'll give you what you need.
Brass man have a spirit of fear, Lucy can't stop me.
I've been running this race so long, that's why I keep my top down. Living my head cause I can't wear the crown too low. Never gon' bow down. Everybody out there running games, so they pass on me. Treat them like a op, bow. When I came up, they were whooping, but was still on a leash. People gon' talk down. They gon' in love, cause I still serve the most high. No, I won't stop now. When I throw signs up, it's not what they said, dog. Know that for H-Town. Roll with a warrant, try not to get caught, but I'm fly. Still put the top down. Love for the father, make kids for the fans, yeah. Can't switch on y'all now. Only sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my seeds turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. What don't kill me made me strong.
lap. We on attack. Ain't looking back. Rushing outside like I'm sleeping in a bando. Bible on me, I've been feeling like Rambo. Devil trying to hide, he ain't wearing no camo. Killing myself, got a ticket out the plan though. Still on fire for the Lord, where the fan go? Heard him talking stupid, to cut the jet like a Van Gogh. I've seen the grass, let me cut the thing real low. I've been looking up high when I feel low. And we still outside with the canfo. I was scraping both sides to the rim, bro. I was walking through church with the trench coat. Sending my 10% through Venmo. Lord said he'd be back, hit a memo. That's a cross around my neck, not a crystal. There's a Bible on me, not a pistol. You don't even know what I've been through. All these sinners walk with grace. Pack your bags, follow me home. Pray my sins, turn out winners. Keeping that lead when I'm long gone. All of my fears can't hold me back. Let go of those who did me wrong. All of my fears won't hold me back. Cause what don't kill me made me strong. Victory lap.
Street Labs, you're on the air. Yo, what do you feel when you hear a record like T-Dot's new one?
I love T-Dot's new record.
Right, but don't you feel like that's him creating tension, choosing to rock the boat? He's talking about white blessings, troubles with this nation, and not in those words. And he's talking about they want to silence him.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Chike is back from vacation, and you're holding down movie reviews solo. I'm here to help you, but, you know, tell us, what did you see, and take it from there.
So, you know, like I said, I was on vacation, and I didn't really have consistency to watch films, but I did catch a couple. And I also saw some before I actually left. So I'll talk about them. Shirley, did you watch Shirley on Netflix?
I did.
So can we let's talk about that. Did y'all talk about that already?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No. Of course, it was great to see Regina King. Stars Regina King, Raina King, her sister, and Terrence Howard, and Lance Riddick, the late, great Lance Riddick. What did you think?
I thought it was really good. She had Shirley Chisholm tipped down. From the way she talked, her mannerisms. I will say that I was not surprised when the credits were ending and they were talking about what happened afterwards, that her and Terrence Howard's character got married after she got divorced from her husband.
Yeah.
But I like that. I think they did a really good job. I read an article and it said that the movie should have been great, but it wasn't because it missed out on certain things that happened and, you know, during that time frame. But only a certain amount, you know, you're gonna have a movie, I mean, hours, you know what I mean? And so it's like, I think they hit the high points. I learned a lot, you know. I thought it was great. I thought it was a good movie. And
the film was supposed to be about that specific point in time. Right. They really weren't trying to cover her life. They just wanted to talk about the time where she was running for president.
Exactly.
I thought it was excellent. I think, of course, Regina always does a great job.
And you know, they dedicated the movie to her son, who we know, passed away. And she said she felt his spirit, you know, while they were shooting the movie. So that was awesome.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I want to see more stuff like that. And when you support films like this, if you watched it or you plan on watching it, please go in and click the like, because it also trends, and that's how they keep track of like the type of movies that we want to see. And our favorite filmmakers can continue to make, you know, that kind of content.
Absolutely.
So I'm watching this series on Apple TV called Manhunt, and it stars Anthony Boyle, Tobias Menzies, and Patton Oswalt, and Lovey Simone from what was the show about the Gospel Family on OWN? Greenleaf.
Greenleaf, yeah.
The girl from Greenleaf is on there. And
Deborah Wines?
No. The Lovey Simone, the one that was the cousin.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So I find it very interesting because I do like historical events, and this starts with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And the series like jumps around like to periods before, which probably led to the events of his assassination and the events after, because this is really focused on the manhunt of John Wilkes Booth after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. And it didn't, it talks about like certain periods before leading up to that and then certain periods after. And it's miraculous how some of the things that are going on in the series related to that time in our history is some of the same stuff that we're dealing with now as it relates to government and what the optic illusion of what government's hand in certain things, you know, how palatable it is to the American public and what's best for the American public. And, you know, there was a point in time where it was right after the Civil War and, you know, the South lost, but they weren't giving up. And some of the people really wanted to continue on with the way of life of slavery. And they were, it was basically war, but the war had ended, but you had terrorists. It was crazy. Definitely interesting. Definitely well done, well produced. Check it out. It's on Apple TV. And Apple is like kind of picking up with their programming. Their stuff is starting to have a little weight to it.
Nice.
So definitely nice. Check it out.
Bring back the morning show.
Hey, it's coming back in the fall.
Oh, good.
I saw this other film called Surrounded, starring Letitia James, Jamie Bell, and one of Michael K. Williams' last roles. It follows the Buffalo soldier, Mo Washington, as she tries to trail to her 40 acres and a mule. She was promised a land, but it happened to be on a gold mine. And she's on her way to achieve the land. But she had lived most of her life as a male, and she actually became a soldier in the Buffalo Army. Wow. And some chain of events have happened on her way to go claim this land. This is a Western, by the way. And so she has to defend herself the best way that she knows how, being a person of color, whether it be male or female, during that time, immediately post slavery. So definitely check it out. Really, really good film. I think that it flew under the radar. And if you don't know who Letitia James is, not the district attorney, right. James.
Right.
Black Panther Letitia James.
Yeah.
So definitely check that out. It was a really, really good movie. I might even watch it again because it has a lot of great historical reference. And it was just an all-around powerful movie. Women's empowerment and people of color empowerment. So definitely check it out. And I know you, this is probably not in your wheelhouse, but I just want to talk about X-Men 97, Marvel Animation's new iteration of the X-Men series from the 90s. It's probably the best animated feature that's on streaming right now. I wasn't expecting for it to be this dramatic, but they've upped their ante from the 90s. Of course they should, but I wasn't expecting it. Surprise, surprise. A lot of rave reviews from fans, from Marvel heads, from X-Men heads. They are loving it. There was some controversy about the creator being fired from the project. From what I hear, there are two seasons in already. It's locked and loaded. So we would just have to worry about the third. But if there's any way that you can get Buck DeMeo back on the project, that would be a big help, because he did such an awesome job with these characters in the storyline. It's just well done. So kudos to Disney Plus, kudos to Marvel Animation, and Bo DeMeo, thank you for your contribution, brother. I hope that you guys can work something out creatively, whereas though you don't have to totally let go, but you know, it's in God's hands.
Yeah. Well, I want to shout out Abbott Elementary. That continues to hit the mark each week.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was interesting, the character, the one that played in Everybody Hates Chris, he was recently on the Jennifer Hudson show, I believe it was Jennifer Hudson or Kelly Clark show, and he said that he is against the two characters getting together. Like, you know, he doesn't want to see that happen. We're like, why not? Anyway, so but it's a great show. Love and Marriage DC. We've had we recently had Winter from there on the show. They released the trailer for their upcoming reunion, and there's almost a physical altercation between two of the husbands. And there's a lot of response to that on in the comments. I was reading it because one, he's shorter. And he has a lot of bark, but the other guy was like, "Well, I'm not scared," and they almost got into it. They almost got to it. So that comes out next week. But yeah, there's a lot of good stuff on TV. I haven't been watching a whole lot of things, but I watched some of these reality shows. So we have the guests on our show. I won't be able to talk about it. But anything coming down the pipeline you're excited about?
Oh, I want to see this movie. I saw the trailer while I was away. I think it's called Monkey Man.
Yeah, Adam talked about that last week.
Yeah, I want to. He saw it.
No, he wants to see it.
Yeah, it seems pretty interesting. Want to check that out. And I saw also a trailer for a new Alien film, but that's not until the summer. But I stand behind anything that they do, you know, around that whole storyline in that universe. Right. I just find it very interesting.
All right. Well, thank you as always for letting us know what to spend our time money on, what not to. Have a great week. And when we come back, Black Owned Business Spotlight, right back after this.
What's up? This is Daryl.
It's Rhea.
It's Paco.
It's Aja, and we're the Walls Group, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. It's the Thirsty Box, the perfect gift for toasting to joyous moments and unwinding. It says indulge in the ultimate happy hour experience. This gift brings together exceptional ingredients and stylish tools, allowing you to create memorable cocktails and mocktails. And it has a whole bunch of flavors and items you can choose from. But it's called the Thirsty Box. There'll be a link in the bio of this video. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday. Good night.
Tonight is all eyes on me. Everything's gonna be alright.